flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve the Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. All right, Jefe.
Congratulations on 20 years, gentlemen. Every day you make me laugh. Good job, thank you, Jeff. Good job.
Hey, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that, man. All right, you understand how this here game is played?
I sure do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's do some drugs.
All right, a man high on something jumped out of a moving car, leaving the car to crash into a home. He then tried to break into another house. An officer heard a loud crash while speaking to a neighbor regarding a suspicious person. The officer arrived at the scene of the crash and found a vehicle crashed into the front of an occupied residence. The vehicle itself unoccupied, but it was running and in drive. The witness saw a male flee the area of the crash. An officer was aware of this male, one Felix Ortiz Jr., and he recognized him from an encounter earlier in the day where Ortiz had been running around in public nude and under the influence of drugs. Another officer spotted Ortiz driving in a different vehicle and leaving the residence, so the officer pulled him over and arrested him. Now, police said that while they were at the scene of the crash, two other victims approached an officer and said that a man matching Ortiz's description attempted to break into their home, and they provided Ring camera footage of the incident. While on the scene of the crash, the two victims approached the officer and explained that the man matching Ortiz's description, again, I just went through that. Sorry. Once at the police station, police said Ortiz admitted that he got high. Quote, he explained that he was driving and began to see hallucinations, so he exited the vehicle while in motion. He attempted to get help, which is when he tried to get into the residence. He then went home and took a relative's vehicle to return to the crash scene to get the crashed vehicle. He was taken to Lancaster County Prison, and he's charged with the following. Two counts of DUI controlled substance, one count of criminal trespass, two counts of DUS DUI related, one accident damage attended, one count DUS, which I have no idea what that is, one count of reckless driving, and two counts of unauthorized use of a vehicle. Good Lord.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
Good call, Jeff.
You summed it up succinctly. That boy in trouble.
You in trouble.
The question is, what drug was he on? Was he on mushrooms, acid, Xanax, or PCP? So shrooms, acid, Xanax, or PCP, what was my man on? When he jumped out of the moving vehicle to crash into a house, tried to get in the crash or the house to get help, then went home and borrowed another vehicle to go back to the scene of the crash to retrieve the first vehicle that he crashed into the house that he tried to break into.
You said he was naked earlier in the day.
Earlier in the day, he had been naked and the cops had dealt with him. I don't know why he wasn't arrested, but they dealt with him.
Based
at
on
this
that,
point,
Jeff,
he was clothed.
I'm
I'm going to go PCP based on the early nudity.
Where'd you say it was?
What do you think? I got a couple ideas. What do you think, Ted?
Did you say Friends of
Lancaster County, I believe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Miles, you're right. PCP does equal naked, but I'm gonna say acid. It took acid. Too much LSD.
Okay. How about you, Jeff?
Well, I like that naked for PCP, but I don't think you get too many hallucinations. I was kind of leaning acid, but I'm going to flesh it out. I'm going to go mushrooms. I'm going to think he was hugging the world, man. Okay. Hugging the world.
We're going to find out what this guy was on. Was it mushrooms, acid, Xanax, or PCP? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category sharks on profile this. We got a man who was high in Pennsylvania. Jumped out of the moving car. He was driving the moving car.
Yeah.
He started taking off. That car then crashed into a house that was still in drive. The man fled the scene. He had been confronted or arrested by police earlier that day.
At least confronted because he was naked.
And he was on drugs. Question is, what drug was he on? Was he on mushrooms, acid, Xanax, or PCP?
And that is a question that I pose to you, gentlemen. Nobody went with Xanax. But Ted, you did go with acid.
Yes.
Not on acid. Seems reasonable. Hefe, you went with the old shroom. Said he was hugging the world. And I've been there before. It was not true. I might hug the world, but I don't do it naked. And Miles, you said PCP just reeks of being naked for whatever reason.
Oh, he's naked earlier.
Yeah. Okay. And you are correct.
And Lancaster County makes sense.
It's close enough.
PCP, really.
Close enough to DC Baltimore.
DC is still like the main stronghold of PCP users.
Right.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. Of course, we got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That is right there. The title. These guys have talented teams and writers up and come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual Late Night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The South is getting a once-in-a-lifetime winter storm that is dumping record levels of snow. Apparently, it was so cold that Florida, that entire state, shriveled up into Georgia.
Fallon. Ted Smith.
Fallon.
The South is getting a once-in-a-lifetime winter storm that's dumping record levels of snow. Apparently, it was so cold in Florida, the entire state shriveled up into Georgia.
That's an interesting study. A third of younger workers admit sometimes they duck out of work early, as opposed to 90% of their bosses.
I hope that's you.
That's me.
Yeah. Right, come on.
Look at these youngsters leaving early.
I was going to tell the boss I'm leaving, but he was gone already.
Florida got several inches of snow.
Yeah, I was there.
Florida got several inches of snow. They actually have plows in Florida, but they usually save them for when everybody passes out in Miami during spring break. People in North Florida have never seen this much snow. While everybody in Miami was like, we have.
Colbert?
Myers.
Fallon.
Yeah, Florida got several inches of snow. They actually have plows in Florida, but they usually save them for when everyone passes out in Miami during spring break. Yeah, people in North Florida have never seen this much snow, while everyone in Miami is like, we have.
A Virginia-based company is offering ultra-wealthy clients spots in their luxury doomsday bunker because who doesn't want to spend an apocalypse with 12 other people with no skills?
Joffrey, it's a zombie. Quick.
Colbert. Myers.
Myers.
A Virginia-based company is offering ultra-wealthy clients a spot in a luxury doomsday bunker for $20 million because who doesn't want to survive the apocalypse alongside 12 other people with no skills?
Jeffrey, it's a zombie. Quick.
8 years after going off the air, Duck Dynasty is being renewed on A&E. Meanwhile, Gen Z was like, it's what's being revived on what?
Valid.
Yeah, it's valid. 8 years after going off the air, Duck Dynasty is being revived on A&E. Meanwhile, Gen Z is like, what is being revived on what?
Duck Dynasty is coming back. It's called Duck Dynasty, the revival. It's going to come out later this summer. It'll focus on Willie and Corey Robertson and their kids, basically in the future of the Duck Commander business. Remember, that was the whole thing, right? The family was famous for making these duck calls.
Oh.
Kay and Uncle Si, they'll be back. The dad, Phil, he's not, but he's been battling Alzheimer's, is reportedly in poor health.
Okay.
So that kind of adds up and makes sense.
Yes, it does. So they just make duck calls. They don't make decoys, nothing else. It's just duck calls.
I mean, they might, but calls were the big sell.
Okay.
Correct. Like, they had made them so well. I you know what, Miles? I'm sure they probably make other duck hunting related stuff.
I mean, look, McDonald's made salad, right? But that's just not going to be the draw.
All right. So I get you one of these on Amazon.
Okay.
You go for your walk on Green Lake in the morning again. You take a duck call. You bringing in ducks?
I don't think you have to.
Are they flying toward you? I mean, how does this work? I've never operated a duck call.
Oh, well, the idea is that
they just get closer to you?
Or? Well, yeah, like we'd all be sitting out in a duck blind.
All right.
And then you use that duck call, right, to kind of lure them in.
Sure.
So I don't know if it's like, I know with elk calls, you're supposed to sound like a female, I believe, in heat.
Okay.
Maybe the equivalent of, hey. I'm translating what they hear.
You up?
The bar has closed. People are walking in. Hey.
Ooh.
That's basically what they're hearing.
Let's get a second bottle of red wine.
Fireball. I think that's what they hear. Fireball.
But that's the idea. So with ducks, I don't know if it's just like, hey, there's other ducks here. Or if it's like, quack, I'm a lady duck. Did you get down here for some fun, fella?
That's generally what attracts, you know.
But yeah, that's what they were famous for. I would like to go duck hunting. I've been talking about hunting for years. But like deer hunting and stuff, especially turkey hunting, you got to be super quiet and stalking stuff around. Whereas a duck hunt feels like you're just hanging out with the boys. Mm-hmm. I mean, once in a while, you pop off a couple shotgun rounds.
Yeah, you go down to Filson and get all fitted up for about $4,000.
Yeah, right. That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, right. They do. They got bags for the shotgun shells. They've got all. It's leather. I don't know why you would do that. And if you're wading, but whatever.
All right, so I started a new miniseries last night on HBO called An Update on Our Family.
Okay.
It's basically about this couple that were like family bloggers. You guys probably remember this story. There was a big deal because they were already, on YouTube and stuff. So they were already blogging, and then they really blew up when they had talked about going to China to adopt a child.
Okay.
So, I mean, spoiler alert, they end up giving the kid back after like 2 years.
Him back.
Whoa.
Right.
I mean, so it's like a warranty or something?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that part yet, but it's basically the rise and fall of the Staffler family. And it's kind of crazy because they're already blogging about their family and stuff. But once they add in this adopted kid and people like, and it's a good series because like one woman, she's just like, look, I was obsessed with it. So I love the updates.
How old was this kid when they adopted him?
For what I could tell, like 3 or 4.
Okay.
So it's also interesting, too, is they bring in other people. Like they had an Asian guy, like he's like, look, I was adopted. And he goes, you got to imagine, even for like this 4-year-old, you know, like the kid's not 8. So I don't know, somewhere in that 3 to 5 range. But he's like, you know, the kid automatically is just like, I don't want to do this. Right.
You've
gotten close to the foster parents. Then the first thing is you're putting on them a plane. And then at any age, I don't care who you are, like that kid gets back to America, there's no it's everything he's known is other Chinese people. Now you're surrounded by all these white people. You know, like, it's just an odd thing for the kid. So over time, but their views go through the roof, right? Now they've adopted them. Now they're getting sponsors. They're moving into bigger homes. But over time, and this is the thing with, like, this game of social media and being on YouTube and stuff, is that people really care. They are invested in your life. So people start noticing that, like, only the dad's taking them to doctor's appointments and this and that. And they're like, what's up with that? So they figure out the kid does have some developmental disabilities, blah, blah, blah. Where things really take a change is now they have this giant home, this and that. But this mom gets pregnant again.
Okay. Did they already have kids?
Right. Or? They already had two.
Okay.
So, like, they're getting free trips to Disney World. I mean, as far as that space goes, like, as far as parenting blogging, I'm trying to use some names or YouTubers that I'm going to, like, you know, they were up to, like, a Kai Cenat level or a Drewski, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think of other big, you know, Mr. Beast. Like, in that area.
Okay. Wow.
They
okay.
were massive, right? I mean, they were, probably weren't Mr. Beast yet, but they're getting there. They're getting all the free stuff. But then she gets pregnant again, and everybody's like, thought Huxley, the kid that was, like, the closing of the family. People start noticing, like, we don't see that kid anymore. And then everybody comments, and they also notice there's a car seat missing. So he's still in that, and they're like, where's that kid? And then where they left off last night is people really start noticing that now they're going on, because you can comment on everything on YouTube, right?
Of course.
And they're just deleting the comments, right? And listen, I've been in these situations. That doesn't mean people are dumb or they don't fathom. So people are like, where is he? You can delete the comment.
Right.
The people know, and it says, delete it by.
Deleted the kid.
Basically. So, I mean, I know how the story ends. So there's another episode coming out, I want to say in like a week or so. So, I mean, basically, they like kind of tried him out. Obviously, it was a lot of trouble. I mean, ask anybody that's raised a kid. It's already tough. Right. You adopted him. But also, like, that you adopted him and moved him all the way across the world. Like, you kind of got to stick with the kid and raise him like your kid. Because that's the thing. And they do a good job, too, of interviewing other adoptive parents. It's a different life, right? You weren't born with that kid, so you don't have that bond with them. And they're like, to send them back, though, they're like, that's just
horrible.
Awful. Right. So, I mean, the next episode, I believe, is when people kind of figure it out. And, like, obviously, you know, I don't know. We talked about it for years, right? Kate, was it John and Kate plus eight? Thrill, right. You were one of the first people who was like, it feels like they're just using their kids.
One of them was.
Right. So it's a very odd dynamic because the kid got their page so popular, but also, like,
of raising, you still got to raise a kid. Yeah. Look, man, my wife's Instagram gets more hits when she posts pictures of the kids for obvious reasons because they're kids. But we still have to raise them. So, like, good for her, but that's not the motivation to have a freaking kid.
Right. So that's kind of where this is going. It's like, did you really care? Were you just trying to up the numbers on your page? Because they obviously loved all the spoils of it.
Sure.
And God damn
it. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, the house they got. I'm like, this is unreal. But pretty interesting series. I highly recommend it for a lot of people.
And what's it called?
An Update on Our Family.
Okay.
And it's on HBO. It's a miniseries. And then earlier today, we were talking about Abraham Lincoln getting shot. And I brought
what?
Up.
What?
Spoiler alert. Lincoln's dead. So I also have been watching this other show about just on, I think it's American Heroes Channel. This is real old man stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just about American badasses.
Yeah.
So when I think of the Pinkerton Detective Company, I always think about them union busting. You kind of hate the Pinkertons, you know, the way I grew up. You realize the original Pinkerton guy was like an ace detective. Like, he saved the president's life. Like, basically, he broke down in tears and was like, I should have been at the theater.
Sure.
But he wasn't hired full time and stuff. And then this guy invented almost some of the detective tactics that we know. And, like, they were like, it's a real shame that people only think of that last name and the detective agency was, like, a bad thing now. You know, Miles going to those, you know, coal miners and beating them up and stuff. So just interesting. And if you want to be an old man, the update on my family. Watch that with anybody. I mean, not your kids. Good show. But again, American Badass.
Maybe you should watch it with your kids. Might put them in line.
You lucky.
You know, I could do that to you.
Right. Or
you're just gone.
I don't know. If you're thinking about making a YouTube channel with you and your kids and your wife, maybe just give this one a view, overall view first.
Yeah.
Good good patience.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man learns a hard lesson while doing donuts with his truck in the snow. Meanwhile, an Instacart delivery man is just doing his job. Then to the ER he does go. Woman driving a golf cart rolls it over with five kids on board. New Yorkers who rescued a moose from a frozen lake, they should get an award. And three Eagles fans are arrested after scamming the Philadelphia Eagles. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where lessons need to be learned. When the snowy season arrives, most all of us tighten up our basic safe driving skills, even throwing some traditional rules out of the window in lieu of safer driving practices. Then there are those of us who take advantage of the slippery conditions to feel like we're in a Fast and Furious movie, which is usually just harmless fun, but sometimes accidents happen. Deputies in the area responded to a crash along the highway that had evidence suggesting the driver was doing donuts in the snow before losing control and tumbling off a short bridge.
Oops.
The sheriff's department used the crash as an opportunity to remind the public not to get too carried away with the drifting antics. And it's not like it was a huge bridge. The back end of this truck was still sitting firm on the top of the road while the nose was buried in a ditch. It's just, this thing was going over a creek or something.
If you
like
see
that.
Any pictures of Florida roads right now, during the snow, it's all trucks. Those are the people that feel the most secure, obviously, being out there with
absolutely.
A four-wheel drive, you know, vehicle. But at the same point in time, there's an element of, hey, man.
Right.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, no kid. And I get it. You know, I had that kind of car when I was a kid, too. I remember the days when it snowed outside, found an empty parking lot, and you finally got to slip around a little bit. But
we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be safe and smart when you're doing it. Make sure that the cops aren't around. In other news, for more bad driving stories, we find ourselves in North Carolina. Local authorities responded to reports that a crash had occurred when an unregistered golf cart carrying several children was flipped over by its driver, injuring five kids aged 5 and 9. When authorities arrived, they conducted a test of the driver in her 30s and determined that she was impaired at the time of the accident, landing her a DWI charge. The kids were put in the care of a quote-unquote responsible parent.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, you're out there, you're spinning the golf cart around, you're having a good old time.
I would do it. I've done it. Just maybe not the five kids.
I would bet money she was in reverse when she did it.
You think?
Yes. Because that thing, when you whip it, because I've done this before, when you're in reverse and you get that thing up to speed and you whip it out, now you've got the back wheel steering technically.
Right.
And so you can pin that bad boy hard, and you get to get it to pivot on that front one, and you will tip it right on over. You got to be careful when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Over to Pennsylvania, where it's not even safe to be a delivery driver. A woman in the area ordered some food to be delivered to her home, but made the mistake of not letting her husband know. The driver arrived at the house setting off their doorbell camera, and the woman that made the order didn't think the alert from the camera was her food, instead believing that someone was stealing from a utility trailer on her property. That's about the time that her husband grabbed his gun and made for the door, spotting the delivery driver, and without warning, no words at all, shot the delivery driver in the leg.
Jeez, all right. Man.
The driver immediately retreated back to his car, where his wife and kids were waiting for him, and called 911. The shooter is facing several charges.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Not a, hey, what are you doing? You're just going to go right out and just
open
pop
the door
off.
And fire. Yeah.
Come on, man. Just a little bit here.
Yeah, exactly.
Occasional stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Wild story out of New York. Officials landed themselves a difficult rescue operation. A moose had wandered onto one of the frozen lakes in the area, managing to find some thin ice and fell into the freezing water. Officials were called and made it to the scene, but they had to get crafty with the rescue operation because simply hauling a 1,000-pound moose is no easy feat. They resorted to using a chainsaw to cut the animal a path back to shore. Oh, God, Steve. Where it finally got out of the water and rested for about 20 minutes to warm back up before standing up and sauntering off into the woods. Yeah.
Again, chainsaw, moose, I'm hungry.
Sure, it's going to be great. And just, that moose did not care about them one iota. Like, they first, they dug him out of a path, and then they're trying to spook it. They got metal prods and whatnot. Moose doesn't care. Just standing there. The sleds that they had was what actually got him to move. Went out over to the shore and just laid there staring at him for a while, which I don't know why you're sticking in the area. You know, it's...
at that point, let the moose be moose, because I they're not very fun and nice animals.
And don't wait for gratitude when you save an animal. You can pull the jar off of a raccoon's head.
Absolutely.
It's not going to say namaste. It's going to take the hell off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that if I was in India drowning in a river and an elephant pulled me out, I'd be like, all right, thanks.
Right.
Thanks, dude. Really?
My man.
Yeah,
I really would.
Well, you're nicer than I am to elephants.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks on Sports on What. All kinds of NBA and college basketball on tonight, as well as the Kraken hosting the Washington Capitals here at home tonight. Looking to kickstart a winning streak to put them back in the conversation there. If you want to find out where to watch all that, you can download that Sports on What app. It'll tell you where it's at and when.
And if you're going, a great chance to see the Grade 8 before he retires.
100%. As far as your weather, should be a little cloudy tonight, keeping things to a modest low of 34 degrees. That'll open it up for tomorrow, where we can expect partly cloudy skies and a high of 45 with some afternoon sunshine to bring us into the weekend. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Lovely Jolene is up next. Listen on the Odyssey app for your shot at 5K a day, and she has the world premiere of the brand new Shinedown coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.